Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Wall Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
What's up? Hey. What am I supposed to say?
Hey.
I am here too. That's all I was trying to say.
The main speaker is here too.
I am here. Yes, we're ready to go. What are we doing, Steph?
We are back in our series, Lies Satan Tells You About Scripture. So we have done four other episodes. So right now, this is the fifth episode.
Number five.
Number five, episode 233.
233. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's been good. And I liked the last episode we just did. I felt it was very educational.
Yeah, that one was... The lie he tells us it's better left to the professionals, mm-hmm. right? So you just leave the whole understanding the Bible to those who are, I don't know, no better way or word of saying this, those who are educated, professionally educated in it. And we said that's a total lie. And that's a lie that's been around forever. And so it kind of leads us into the one we're going to do today. What's the one for today, Steph?
Today it's intelligent people don't read the Bible anymore.
Yeah, it's like, you know, wow. The Bible, it's not just that it's not cool anymore. It's that if you are intelligent, you don't read the Bible. And the only people that read the Bible are, you know, dumb country hicks, right, that don't know no better. But educated, intelligent people don't read the Bible anymore. The lie is sort of nobody with intelligence is really reading the Bible, only those religious fundamentalists and extremists, right? Those people who are not real, I don't know, they're the ones that are pushed to the side and going, all right, they're the weirdos. Only the weirdos read the Bible anymore. That's just not it. And science, people that believe in science don't read the Bible. And people that, you know what I mean? And people that are educated don't read the Bible. And people that are woke don't read the Bible. Maybe I shouldn't have went there, but I did. You know what I mean?
Like, but I mean, that's true, that's though. Just sort of that's the thought, kind right? of the mindset.
And no doubt, higher education has, as a whole, has leaned towards this now for a while, right? If you go to virtually any liberal arts school for higher education in college, your faith in Jesus will be challenged very quickly because there is this big thought in higher ed that is not good thought, that is not intelligent thought, that believing in, not necessarily believing in a higher power or believing in a God is dumb, but believing the Bible is dumb. Reading the Bible is dumb. It's not something that intelligent people do, that professional people do, right? Now, that's sort of the lie that the enemy has told for a long time. And I think that this is totally a lie, and you could literally figure this out in 10 minutes on a Google search if you wanted to. Some of the smartest people in the world believe in the Scripture and read it daily. Some of the most intelligent people on the planet.
That's encouraging.
There are tons and tons of scientists and professors and philosophers who read and love the Word of God all the time. And these are some of the smartest people in our time that they read and they know the Word. And this is just a total lie. And this has permeated our higher education system for sure. I will tell you, though, that I think that there is beginning to be, I don't know if you could call it a trend yet, but there's beginning to be a change in that thought that people can be learned and still believe and read and follow the Scriptures, right? And so it's starting to be a little bit more accepted, but still in higher education institutions, the predominant thought is people who read the Bible are morons, and nobody who's truly educated or truly intelligent or truly believes and follows science would, you know, subscribe to the Scriptures. I think this is insane. So I do not consider myself a moron. I consider myself a very intelligent person, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do. And I love science, and I read about science all the time, and I understand a great deal of science. And matter of fact, before I went into the ministry, that's what I was going to do. I was going to be a clinical laboratory science. I wanted to end up going from clinical laboratory science to working with diseases and dead people and things like that, right? That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I love science, and yet I also love, obey, and believe the Word of God, and I don't think they conflict, right, at all. I don't think there's any confliction at all. And when I do feel something conflicted about what science is saying. I have to look at where science is getting its proof from versus where the Bible is, right? And which one happens to be more reliable? Or how does the science help inform me more of what the scripture is saying? Like, here's a quick one to give you. Like, this is just a fast one, all right, real fast. There has never been an archaeological find that contradicts the Bible's historical claims. Never. We've never found an archaeological find ever that goes against what the Bible says regarding the history that it maintains. Ever.
That's so
cool. There's nothing, right? And so I think that's super cool, right? And so even if there are certain parts of science that are talking about, you know, the age of the earth or whatever, right? I want to look at the science behind the science, but I also want to look at it with regard to the word. And it helps inform me. And so when there's times that I feel like, all right, well, maybe something's not right here. Maybe the Bible is wrong about this. I just dive in deeper. And I still yet have not found that the Bible is not reliable and accurate in the word of God. All right? And I don't think it conflicts with science at all. But you have to be willing to check out both of them to determine that. And so where this lie comes from is it's just easy for the enemy to go, stay away from the Bible if you want to be an intelligent, learned, educated person, right? But how could that be accurate? How could you then say that that is somewhere, somehow or another beneath you or beneath education levels or not for intelligent folks if you're not well-versed in both of them? So the only people that I want to even listen to about this that are like, no, you should not read the Bible at all and it should just be science would be people who have studied both, right? So at least they'd make an educated statement on it, because how could you know that that would be the case if you hadn't? So the weird thing about this is this lie of intelligent people don't read the Bible anymore is that those people that we're saying are intelligent have no understanding whatsoever of the Bible, right? That's weird because we're marking their intelligence by the information that they know. And the Bible, even if you don't believe it's the Word of God, is one of the most accurate historical documents that's ever existed, right? It is one of the most exhaustive historical documents that's ever existed. And then when you compare it to other historical documents from the time frame, like within Jesus's time frame, it matches the non-Jewish, non-Christian historical records of the time as well, right? So anyway, I went off on a tangent, but it's weird to me for us to buy this lie that intelligent people don't read the Bible anymore, and the people that we say are intelligent are the ones that don't have any concept about the Bible also with regard to science. So anyway, back to my main point with this. Some of the smartest people on the planet read, love, and follow the Bible. I'm going to give you a couple examples, and we're going to wrap this bad boy up because I got to go to a volleyball game for Miss Madeline. Who turns 10 in 6 days from this recording, right? So by the time this episode comes out, little Madeline, the baby in our family, will be in the double digits. All right, so this is what I want to get to. Let me give you a modern example. So the lie is intelligent people don't read the Bible anymore. Here's a modern example. Dr. Young-hoon Kim is the person in the world who holds the world's highest IQ right now in our time. The world's highest recorded IQ ever. And he is very much into physics, right? He's considered an expert in physics. And he believes in the Bible. He believes in the Word of God. He believes in the deity of Christ. And he has the world's highest IQ. So with one person modernly, we have now debunked this thought that intelligent people don't read the Bible anymore. I'll give you that's a modern example real fast. I'll give you another one that I think is really cool. So Blaise Pascal was a French mathematician. He is one of the greatest mathematicians that the world has ever seen. Blaise Pascal is how you say his name. I want to say Blaise because that's how it's written, but it's pronounced Blaise Pascal. He invented the XY coordinate system that we still use today in mathematics. And by the way, there are lots of computer programs that use it millions of times a second today. He invented it. He created it. He came up with the concept. The basic axioms of probability, right? What's the probability of this happening, A versus B, if this happens, all those things. That he created and invented is used today in every single casino gaming system in the world or any sort of system like that. He also made one of the most interesting philosophical arguments of all time. So he's a mathematician, but he also makes this other one. It's called Pascal's Wager. This is what he creates. The argument is simple. And you've heard this before, probably, and this is where it comes from, right? It comes from one of the greatest mathematical minds the world's ever seen, highly intelligent, who believes, by the way, in the deity of Christ and loves the Bible and reads the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. He says, if you're a Christian and you are wrong, like that there is no afterlife, you're wrong in your belief, what do you lose? He says nothing. But if you are an atheist and you're wrong, you lose everything. Therefore, don't be an atheist. You probably heard that argument before, right? Like, what do you have to lose by believing in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus, you end up right when it's all said and done, right? But if you decide not to and you're wrong, you're in trouble. So like if you and I are wrong, Steph, in Jesus, we die and we realize, crap, we're wrong, right? We're in the same place that we would have been anyway, right? But if somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus dies and they're like, crap, I'm wrong, he's real, they're screwed. That's his argument.
Oh, yeah.
And he creates that argument, right? This is one of the greatest minds the world has ever known, and he believes in the Bible, he follows the Bible, he believes in the deity of Jesus, the Lordship, the Son of God of Jesus. He believes in all those things too, right? So I just very quickly gave you a modern example and a little bit older example of extremely intelligent people who believe and follow and read the Bible. So this is just stupid. This is the enemy trying to tell you and I that the world will see you as uncultured and uncouth and dumb and hick and country if you believe and follow the word, right? And it's just a lie. It's just not true. Or that your education, those of you that are, you know, have multiple degrees in higher education, that your higher education is somehow another at odds with your Christian faith. And then what people end up doing is they end up going, they believe this lie, and they choose the fact of, I can't really read and follow the Bible because then I'll look dumb, right? And I just think that it is stupid. And the reason I put Pascal's argument in there, Pascal's wager is what it's called. The reason I put that in there is because that's the exact same thing. Like, what if you're wrong, right? What if you're somebody who's intelligent and educated and you believe in science and then you also believe and follow the Bible and you die and this whole thing is not true about Jesus at all? You're in the same spot you would have been regardless. But what if you believe this lie? What if you believe this lie that to be viewed as intelligent in this world, you can't follow the Bible and you're wrong, right? And you bought the enemy's lie and the world ends for you. And you realize you're wrong, well, you're in big trouble then, right? You're in big trouble. And so that's Pascal's wager. And I think it's important to see that he bases that in this idea of intelligence. This wager that he creates comes against this idea of the time that people that were smart like him, these brilliant minds of science, couldn't believe and follow the word. And he creates this argument to go, maybe you can, and maybe it's worth it, because if you're wrong, you're in trouble. If I'm wrong, it's the same spot, right? What do I lose? Nothing. It's pretty cool. So you can literally do a quick Google search right now, right, about smart, intelligent people, intelligent minds who are Christians, who believe in the Word of God, and you will figure this out real quick, right, real quick, that's just not the case. Don't believe this lie. You can be someone who is highly educated. You can attend amazing universities. You can be scientists and all those things and still believe and follow the Word of God, right? And I consider myself someone who is quite learned in lots of fields and still believe and follow the Word of God, right? It's just a lie of the enemy to take the Word of God and bring it lower than other learning, when really, the Word of God is the highest of learnings, and all the other learnings fit around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let me say my phrase. That's all I got. This is a good quick one. So
yay.
We could go on and on. I could give you a whole list of people that would debunk this little stupid theory, but don't let the enemy tell you this. He's just trying to really keep you from what real learning looks like and real in-depth knowledge looks like.
Yeah. And when you look at all the titles of these, he's such a hypocrite.
Exactly. You know, he's such a hypocrite because he knows how important and amazing the Word of God is. He knows it. He knows how powerful it is. He just wants to keep you away from him because he is trying to do everything he can do to go against the work of God. In the end, he loses. He's already lost, right? Jesus has already crushed it. Mm-hmm. But in the end, he loses. Don't buy his lies and lose too, all right? That's what I'm saying. So anyway, yeah. Just like Paul said, we can recognize these lies. You can see them. You can see this one all throughout our modern culture right now.
Yep, you can.
Right? You can see it. If you've gone to college at all, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Right?
Yes, you do.
I warn kids when they graduate school. I did this with Olivia, who just graduated and now is at college. I had to warn her. I was like, babe, your faith is about to be challenged in ways you had no idea about when you step into some of these classes and around some professors and teachers and those things. Don't let your doubts pull you away from God. Let your doubts and questions push you further deeper into him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the doubts and questions go, well, maybe this is all wrong, let me avoid it. Instead, let your doubts and questions lead you into learning more. You don't take them and let them drive you away from God. You take them to God, right? But, yeah, if you experienced any time in higher education whatsoever, you've hit this, right? Real quick, real fast. It happens real fast. Not just in science classes either, in all of them. Because it permeates higher education. So, anyway, that's all we got.
That's all we got.
That was a good quick episode. That's less than 20. We did good. It's got to be less than 20. Oh, yeah, it is. It might be 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, I can't wait for the next one.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
I think that we'll end up doing like 11 or 12 of these or something like that.
Okay. Well, we got a few left.
Yep, we got a few left.
All right, well, we'll talk to y'all next time.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.